yesterday the second Masleikus Rabbi Shmuel. Om Shmuel Tzuva Kemaisa Bezin Damya. Ma Maisa Bezin Nechtavim B'yayim Nechtavim B'layla. Tzuva Nechteves B'yayim Nechtemes B'layla. Tzuvasid Reb Chia Barav Ichte B'yayim Ichte B'layla. So Rav's son had a ksuva that was written by day and signed by night. Again, written by day doesn't mean written by day. The point isn't that it was written by day. The point is that it was dated by day. It was written by day, and the date was the day date. The date of that day. V'ichtam b'layla, it was signed at night. Havarav hasam v'layom alu v'lay midi. And Rav was there, and he didn't say anything. So the Gemara is matmiya. Funny thing that the Gemara should be matmiya because we didn't have anybody who argued with Shmuel yet. Nevertheless, the Gemara seems to say that Avad Shmuel is a chiddush. Leimak Shmuel Sirolei. Does Rav agree with Shmuel's chiddush? There it is. Asukam by seinian have it. Tanya. Amar Rabbi Lazar Rav Tzadik. Lashem al b'she'en asukam by seinian. Aval asukam by seinian kosher. That they were asukim by seinyan. Why does it help to be asukim by seinyan? Why does that do anything? That they were asukim by seinyan. So Rashi says, "Shai mishas ksiva nami isle kala." It has a kail. Tais says the same thing. Isle kala kilo chasmu. So what does that mean? That there's a kail to the ksuba. If you write a ksuba and you sign it by night, there's a kail that there was a ksuba. Right, there's another inyan here. This is not, again, the Iker inyan of Masechtas Gittin, but I mentioned to you in previous times, they are used Taisus and in Gittin, that are used Sidestika Taisus and for outside of Gittin, and one of them is here. first of all, how do we paskin? We paskin normally, we pass it like Shmuel by Dinei Mamon. Normally, the rule is Hilchus Kishmuel Kerav be Isurei, or Kishmuel be Dinei, or Kishmuel be Mamon. By Shmuel, we pass it like Shmuel. Here, both the Ran and the Rush bring a letter of the one of the Igros Arif, one of the letters of the Rif, where the Rif paskin like Rav, which is to say that Nichtiv B'yayin V'nechtem B'layla is possible unless you're Asukim by Seinyan. And they ask, why does the Rif go against the general rule that Halacha is like Shmuel by Mamon? And they say that it's from the Loshna Gemara. Since the Gemara is Matmiya, Leimah Kishmuel Sfirolei, the Gemara B'Loshna Teima says Leimah Kishmuel Sfirolei, Ki'imu Shmuel is a very big chiddush. So from there we learn to paskin like Rav, and nechta b'yayim v'nechta b'layla is possible unless it was a sukkah by sitting. The way it says here in the Gemara. Now, Taisus Af talks about a minig that was prevalent in his time. Yesh mekayim shenaygin lichtiv aksuva berav Shabbos ulechais mabon matzai Shabbos. As you know, they used to make chasanis Friday afternoon. They'd make the chuppah Friday afternoon, and they'd make the suda on Shabbos, and it would get late. So very often, they wouldn't sign the ksuba until Matzai Shabbos, ve'in nochen lasses came. Tais says it's not a good thing to do, mishum taisefes, because every ksuba has in it a taisus ksuba. The thing that's added to the ksuba. If you listen carefully when they read the ksuba, they say v'haysif lam in delay oid meyaz cooking kesef, that the chasen's adding to the ksuba itself, which is masayim's cooking kesef, the chasen adds with delay oid meyaz cooking kesef. There's a taisus ksuba, so taisus because of the taisus ksuba the dilma less like kala mi heichad economy ne like a lemeichishim lamidi. Now this idea, this five words of taisus. Economy is okay. It's also in the Rush. And first, let me tell you the significance of it, and then I have to get back to Taisus. I hope I remember afterwards. It's Shriach Ma'id weddings, especially in June, the June weddings, which Baruch Hashem, some people are starting to be busy with. June Shkia is 8:30 during the month of June, between 8 o'clock and 8:30, and there are problems always with the ksuba, because when you're sitting by the chasen table, it's still the previous day, and by the time the chasen says Hariyat Mukadeshishly and gives the ring, it's very often after Shkia, and it's already the next day. So the question is, what does one do with the ksuba? What are you going to do with the ksuba? Are you going to date the ksuba? When? You're going to date it? Mibayd Yaim. So you're going to have a problem. He's not getting married till the night. You're going to date it for the night. So, that's an Eitzah, that's a Shtarma Ucher. Which, L'chadchila, it would be kosher, but a Shtarma Ucher is kosher. But L'chadchila, you're supposed to date at the right time. So the question is what to do in such a situation. So you would think that all the Masajri Kedushin go the same. It's not true. There are a number of Mahalchim in how to deal with it. A great percentage of Masajri Kedushin are Semech on this Taisis. Taisis says that if you're going to do a Kenyan, Hecha Dekonu Minei, Leka Lamecha Shlomidi. What does Taisis mean? Taisis Be'etzah means what? That, what does Taisis mean? Taisis is a king, you'll make a kyle, mistam. But Taisis brings a Gemara in Bava Basra, Yediusa Yaymed Aknisu Beik Suva Yaymed Aknisu Beik. In other words, the chasen makes a kinyan, and he's mechayiv himself in the ksuba from the time of the kinyan. So let's say it's in the summer, and it's taka, whatever the date might be. And it's a Tuesday. And it's Tuesday and it's 7:30. And the chassan's making a kinyan. He's not going to get married till the night. But he makes a kinyan. He's mechayiv himself as of now in all of the chiyuvei ksuba. As of this moment, he's mechayiv himself. So the kinyan is chal right now. And since it's chal right now, there's no problem with writing the day. Mabayim. You write the day, that day. Okay, you follow? Okay, the Rosh says it more clearly than Taisus. The Rosh says, "Hada paslina shtaris shenichta b'yayim v'nichta b'layla." This, which we pass the shtaris that are written by day and signed by night, haino b'dol economy ne. Aval economy ne lekalameishish. He doesn't go into the whole business with Taisus or Friday and what's a Shabbos. He just says this, which we pass shtaris shenichta b'yayim v'nichta b'layla is possible because we pass them like Rav. That's only b'dol economy ne. But if it's economy ne, we make a kinyan mibayid yom. That's what the Rosh says. The Ran says the same thing. And this is the chiddush. You make a kinyan mibayid yom. There's no problem. So here we have l'chay. We have an eitzah and svara. It's a good eitzah. Svara. Huh? Svara. It's a good eitzah. The chasam b'machayv himself. He's sitting by the chasen table. He's mechayiv himself in the chiyuv eksuva from right now. So what's the problem? You write the shtar from right now? Don't nod your head. This should be a question. What's the problem? What would be a problem if he's far in this arrangement, which the Rosh, Taisus, the Ran all seem to be happy with? Huh? Rav Moshe has a shtaka taina on this minig of many rabbanim. Rav Moshe says, what are you talking about? Think for a minute. Let's say somebody is mechayiv himself in a ksuba. He's not married yet, before the chasna. He's mechayiv himself in the ksuba, they signed the ksuba. And then, for some reason, chalila, it happens, he doesn't get married. He doesn't end up getting married. He's chayiv ksuba? Huh? He never got married, he's chayiv ksuba? So the understanding they will get married. So when is the kinyan? When is this chayv chal? How can it be chal when he's not married? If it could be chal now with it tonight, it could be chal without it tonight also. Ramesha time is you can't be chayv ksuva if you're not married. What does it mean? I'm a chayv myself a ksuva when I'm not married yet. How can I be chayv myself a ksuva? What's a ksuva? Ksuba is a shtar, which says that
that when I die, my wife will live off my estate, or I'll pay, my estate will pay her 2,000 skud in kesef. But the chayyeh bas chayyeh, right? What are you talking about? That's only if a person's married. So you make suva can't be chal before you're married? What?
Say that it's going to be hers.
But what's going to be hers?
Suva is hers.
But when does the chayyeh begin?
Make everybody know that this is, like we said last time, that a shtar that if he wants to give something away,
yeah,
and he's dying, he can't actually give it to the person. You say that it's hers.
So what's he going to do? Right now, he's going to be mechayev himself. Not an aksuba, because there's no aksuba. He can't be chayev aksuba yet.
He's saying that these things are hers.
He's going to give her the 200 cooking kesef. He doesn't want to give her 200. No one does it. You know, nobody is makdet her 200 cooking kesef at that time. Well, all they do is sign aksuba, and they're mechayev themselves from now. So that seems to be a major issue. If you can be chayv yourself me'ashav, if something, then you can be chayv yourself now without any tanoim. Ramosha's time is that side with it tonight, without it tonight. There's no echetimtzer. The words of chayv aksuva now, even if it's chalam afreya if they get married from now, but it's not chalam afreya. You weren't chayv in aksuva at 7:30. You were not chayv aksuva until 8:30. Because what is ksuba? Ksuba is a payment to an almana or a grusha. You can't have an almana grusha at 7:30. The chayim is up on what? If he gets married, so what you really could time is he could be mechayiv himself. It's not a ksuba. It's a hischayivus, which is as if the ksuba started earlier, but it's not a ksuba. That's what suba means, I know. So what do you have to do? You can create such a thing. In other words, we'll say the suba starts at 9. But right now, I accept among myself a new thing that the chayvus of 200 zuz. The stam would be sarmach, he's not going to die before the night. He'll even be mechayev himself right now, 200 tzuz from now and on, that this woman, when I married her, just like we say there, mechayev basachayev, we'll say married or not married, I'll be mechayev himself from right now. It's fine, but there's not a ksuba. It's chayev a mamin. He's generously agreeing to be mechayev a mamin, which is ki'ilu, the ksuba starts now. But a ksuba is a station. What? It may be true, like you're saying, maybe or may shall be masking, that if you create it in a certain way, if you create it the way you're talking, maybe it's shayla. But the way it's done, it's not the way it's done. Everyone needs to be mechayev himself with ksuva now. The words don't make sense. Pashtus doesn't make sense.
Why can't
you
have a ksuva from earlier? It doesn't make sense, but it's not called Israel ksuva.
The truth is, the way we do it, it doesn't even make sense because it says in the Lashon HaKsuva, the Lashon that we use, unless you write in the Lashon the ksuva says that she agreed to be married to him. It says the Lashon Ava. It's Savi and it says her name, it's yes, she agreed to be married to him. Even happen yet? Right,
let's write down
soon. All right, so Kaiser Shalai, Alvin, you can write it ahead of time, but there's Skyvers. Oh, so the problem with the Russian, the Russian Tyson.
Even if it's on the regular
night, there's a problem with Tyson and the Rush. So Ramosha says, Pash the Teretz. Maybe it's not so Pash it. Ramosha says, I, the Rush, Tyson. Around. So it's 1 minute. In their days, they used to do Kedushin earlier, and 6 months or 12 months later, they would do Nisuin. So now, they're coming to the Chuppah, and it's before the Chuppah, and she's already Mekudeshes. Now, you don't have to give a Ksuva, B'Shas Kedushin. You could wait till Shas Nisuin. But you could give a Kedushin, a Ksuva from Shas Kedushin. a ksuba from Kiddushin makes sense. She's married to you. So after Rav Moshe, this is all talking bizman that they used to separate Kiddushin and Nisuin. So they did the Kiddushin one time, they did the Nisuin a later time. So then it makes sense. You do a kinyan mevayyayu. And you have no problem because you can, it's shayach to shayach etimtza. You did the kedushin already. But in a case where you didn't do the kedushin yet, they're there. That's Rav Moshe's time. That it's no raya from our sugya.
Where do we learn that out?
What?
Where do we learn that out?
The whole sugya in ksuba is because the man diyamer that you mechuyev ksuba v'shas kedushin. But we don't pass it that way. But there's certainly shayach and shayach.
No, I'm saying this. She's saying
that
if there's a
chai
was
the same as
a
chai
before you're married. So therefore,
we're going to
say, you can't make a
chai
before you're married. So if
you're married,
you may not
be
only
chai
when you have the suin.
Okay, so the lashon in Shulchan Aruch is that between Kedushin and the suin, Ratzah Kaisa Ksuva, Ratzah and Kaisa Ksuva. That's the lashon. Which is why there is the
bemis,
there's no problem with it.
So I'm saying, so why can't you even like Job? If I know I'm going to be married,
Well, you are something. You have to kiddush in Deisha Sish. I don't know. I understand the chiluk very well. I don't have a problem. You're not mechuyev in it, but you're allowed. You're allowed to write it. The ksuva makes sense by a mekudeshes. It doesn't make sense by a pnuya. It makes sense by a ksuva. Okay, this is Lamaisa. This is where Moshe writes here in the Haris. The original tshuva is in. Originally, it's in the Dibris and Bava Kama. It's interesting. Someone wrote him a letter. He writes this in the Dibris and Bava Kama. So someone wrote him. Do you mean this lahalacha, or it's just a shtickle Torah that you wrote in the Dibris Moshe? That's what he wrote. So Moshe didn't know from this kind of stuff. You know, Moshe, what he wrote, he wrote. So the letter back is printed in the Igris Moshe, in the Evan Ezer Chelik Dalid. Simin Kuf Ois Hei, where Rav Moshe writes that Avad I mean it Malacha, and you can't do it Mibayd Yaim. I had a Meiser recently, it wasn't a June wedding, it was I guess a September wedding, where someone by us in the shul married, it was the girl was Marshall and the boy was learning Eretz Yisrael. So they asked me beside the Kedushin. They said, you know, I said, what about the Chassan's Rebbe? He's in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So I get to the wedding, and his Rebbe walks in. His Rashiva walks in. So I told him, his Rashiva's here. His Rashiva will be beside the Kedushin. So his Rashiva told me that he's a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't let, he said they shouldn't be, and he didn't like. That they should do a wedding Bein HaShemashis, which Bein HaShemashis is between Shkia and whatever you hold the Rabbeinu Tamzma, 45, 50 minutes later, that whole Zman Sofik, because of the dating the Ksuba problem, which Shlomo Zalman didn't want, so that's why he told the Chassam that even though he's here, he doesn't have to be Masada Kedushin. So I had an argument with him. I told him, you're not doing the Ksuba, I did the Ksuba already, it's all done, it's all written. I'll take a chayis for the Ksuba, and you take a chayis for the Kedushin. So, I don't know, I got to learn an argument. But at any rate, the it seems Rosh Hashanah Zalman also didn't like the Seitzu to do a Kinyan Mibayd Yaim. I don't know why, and he wasn't sure why he didn't go to Seitzu. But I would suspect that it's the same kind that Rav Moshe has on the Seitzu. Even though it's Beferish HaTaisis, more Beferish in the Rosh and in the Ran. But it's not Lamaisa, according to this. Now, we just have to check historically if it's true. Or Ramesha says that in the time of Taisus, Kedushin and Gittin Kedushin and Eris and the Suin were not done by Adadi. It's changed slowly over the generations, the way we do it today. And whether the Minig Yerushalayim was always to do Gittin, to do Kedushin and the Suin together. That was even the time of Taisus. But in France, where Taisus was, I don't know what Taisus says. At least the way Moshe explained Taisus in the Rosh, they used to do it separately as well.
I
Yeah, he says Spain and Portugal, he says. The Gosser Rush says Spain and Portugal, so even if in France they did it this way, that is right, it's done, they didn't. Sfaradim probably can't do it together. Because we hold the Rambam Shita, you can't do Nisuin and Kedushin together. We hold Chuppah is Chuppah. So you go under the Chuppah, and under the Chuppah you give the Kedushin. The Sfaradim go with the Rambam Shita, it's the Yichud Room. So you can't possibly do Kedushin in the Yichud Room, because you need to wait in there. B'shas the Kedushin. So it's always going to be a little separate, even if not very separate. I think even today, the Sfaradim don't have the Yichud Room until after the Suda. They separate the Kedushin from the Nesu'in, the whole Suda, they have the Yichud Room after. After benching, or before benching, they have the Yichud Room. Okay, be that as it may, this is the Sichsuch over Taisvis. What do we do by our weddings? So different people are different. Minhagim, Rav Palm was Nayig most of his life to just write a Shtar Me'ucher, Ksuva with the later date, Shtar Me'ucher is Kasher. So it says l'chatzilah not to do it, but if this man comes out such as man, he wrote his shtar mocher and finished. Later years, he started to try to be makbid, not to sign it till after shkia, even though it was already a machlokes in mind on that. But they signed it after shkia, and it was already the mocher dikas man, and then you have no problem. The whole sugi is talking with the mugdim dikas man. It's the mocher dikas man, then there's no problem. Shtichel raya to Rav Moshe, maybe. There's a sichsuch in Hilchis Yibum. There's a shaila what to do when a man marries a woman and he has one brother, and that brother is a cheresh. He has one brother, he's getting married, he has one brother who's a cheresh. Now, look, his cheresh is miyabim ve'ina chaylus. He can do Yibum, but he can't do chalitza. Which b'zman hazeh is a bit of a problem. We're not noyeg yibum, we're noyeg chalitza. And if chalila shall fall to him, he'll die without children. Fall to the brother. If she's not going to want him to be miyabim, if she's not going to want the brother to be miyabim, so she's going to blive an aguna. So this was an issue, and there's a psak from the Nachla Shiva, which is one of the earliest Achrayim in the Yonim of the Chuppah of the Kiddushin. He passed the Nachla Shiva. Nachla Shiva, if you ever see sometimes Masadri Kiddushin bring along a small sefer to the wedding. The Nachla Shiva has all the instructions on how to fill in the names, the dates, all the queer shilas that come up, the funny names. You look it up, he has a whole index of names. Nachla Shiva is actually a thicker sefer. So they printed something called Kitzer Nachla Shiva, which has only those things. And I know certain Masadri Kedushin, whenever they go to a wedding, they bring it along. I have it in my glove compartment in the car, so I can always run it out once you get married out of town. But the Nachla Shiva was an early one of Gedalia Paiskim, and the Nachla Shiva said that he should marry her with a tanai. He should give a kedushin the tanai that if she falls to yibum, it's not a kedushin. It's only a kedushin with the al tanai that she doesn't fall to yibum. If eventually she'll fall to yibum, then it shouldn't be a kedushin. No, it's not Master Kosovo Tari. He's not saying that if you fall to Yibam, you shouldn't be Mechoyev in Yibam. He's saying if you fall to Yibam, the Kedushin is not a Kedushin, which is a perfect Tanai. I'm giving it on the Tanai that I don't die without children when my brother's still alive. Huh? Will she be Aser to Kayanim afterwards? She taka kwente, she won't be Aser. She won't be Aser to Kayanim. She won't be Al. Well, she's Alman anyway, she's not a Kedushin. No. She either be an Amon or a Pnuya. She's not a Grusha. It's no Shah to Kaim. Kangadol. She's not a Pesula. She's not a Kangadol. What? Asa Ayi, another Maisa Biasa Biasnus. So Nachla Shiva brings a Makar God in Shulchan Aruch that that it's kedai to be yais, to be yais, to be as nus, she shouldn't fall to evil. It's not be as arayis, it's be as nus. It's a makar in Hilchas Yibum, where somebody, a similar case, someone whose brother is a mumer. In Shulchan Aruch it says to be miyabim al da'an on the same tanai. So he says, even though he's making biyaz and biyaz nos, it's makim igon. If it's makim igon, it's not. So this psak of Nachla Shiva was an inyan of what? Right, biyaz nos, you have to remember, biyaz nos is not alive. For a kayin, no. A kayin is not osir to a zayna unless the zayna was nibala to someone that osir to marry him. A woman who's mizana with a Yisrael, who's not an Erva, doesn't become us to the kai. Anyway, the kai got it. Anyway, so this psak in the Nachla Shiva was, as you can imagine, heavily debated. They were misnagdim. The Shvus Yaakov tainid that it's not the makam igun. If she wants, she could be misyabim to the Cherish. Cherish could be miyabim or she just doesn't want, so that's the makam igun. So they were misnagdim. Part of their discussion in this whole sichsuch was, what do you do with the ksuba? Let's say you go to Nachla Shiva's Eitzer. Lamaisa, what are you going to do with the ksuba? So the... what's the problem? The problem is that the ksuba, it ends up that if he dies, there's no chiyuv ksuba, because he married a kiddushin. Aldas, that... it's only a kedushin al tanai. That means if he dies and she falls to even, there's no ksuba. And we certainly don't want lachatchila to set up such a thing without a ksuba. So Shvus Yaakov wrote that if you're going to be naiv like the Nachla Shiva, you should make a tanai the ksuba too. You should make a tanai the ksuba that the kedushin akayim lenyane. This says the tanai is in the mammon. Make a tanai in the mammon that the kedushin are kayim l'nyanei mamin no matter what, and the kedushin are not kayim l'nyanei yibum. Such a lashon. The kedushin are kayim l'nyanei mamin, but the kedushin are not kayim l'nyanei yibum. That was the tanai, the way the Shvus Yaakov said to write it. So the hi ayayin finally happened. Finally, it happened. Such a maisa, the Bnei Noda of Yehuda. That a woman was getting married and the husband only had one brother. Doesn't have two brothers, no problem. Only had one brother and the brother was a cherish. So the Noda of Yehuda's son in Tshuva Shiva Siyah and Simon Ayin says that his father did the Eitzel Nachla Shiva. Kedushim was al Tanai, that she doesn't fall to Yibam. And what did he do with the Ksuba? He said, what's the Shvus Yaakov saying? I'll make it tonight. The Kedusha should be Kayim Linyane Ksuba, and not Linyane other things. He said, why say such a lashon? The Kedusha is Kayim Linyane Ksuba? He said, better, I'll just go to the Chasim. And in the Ksuba, I'll say, Yechayev the Ksuba, no matter what. No matter what happens, even if the Kedushin are bottled, the Ksuba should remain. Noda Yehuda writes, Ma Inyan Ksuba the Kedushin. And if, of course, they read the Ksuba, they have Kriyas Ksuba after Kedushin, that's nothing. That doesn't show anything. And so he said he doesn't understand why the Shvus Yaakov said such a queer lashon. The Kedushin are Kayim Linyane Ksuba, the Kedushin are not Kayim Linyane. He said, we'll do like the Nachla Shiva. And by ksuba, just do a couple of skinyan, he's b'chayim himself ksuba no matter what. Finished. And that's the way the Noda Yehuda was Noyig L'maisa. I mean to bring this whole story down just to suggest that the Shvus Yaakov is a raya to Rav Moshe. Because what did the Shvus Yaakov say? It's not good enough to just be makabel kinyan and b'chayim the ksuba no matter what. He said, you have to say the Kedushin Akayim Linyane Ksuba. Why do you have to say Kedushin Akayim Linyane Ksuba? Ramesh's whole heart is, you can't have Ksuba without Kedushin. It makes no sense. I'm a Chayim something Ksuba, even the Kedushin Abad. But there's Kan Ksuba. A Ksuba requires Kedushin. That's Ramesh's whole heart. with Ramesh's Vara, Tishvus Yaakov is very clear. What does Tishvus Yaakov say? That the Kedusha should be Kayim on Yonik Zuba. How does that work? I don't know. But that's what he said. Why did he say, Fekna Yehuda, Ma Inyan Kedusha Luxuba? So Ramesh, no. Kedusha Luxuba Takatoli Badadi. You can't have Ksuba without Kedusha. You can be Machayim Mamim, but that's not Ksuba. So you have a kasha shel Yaakov. How does it work? And that's a good question. How does it work that you could be kedushin l'nyanei this and not kedushin l'nyanei that? How can you cut it? It's a good question. I don't know. I only want to use it as a raya. What was the shel Yaakov trying to accomplish? I want to use it as a raya to where Moshe was saying. From the Yehuda, this is not shel Yaakov. The shel Yaakov will be a raya to him. To where Moshe, the Yehuda seems to be a raya in Mamish Vaker. The Yehuda says, my Indian kedushin looks super. My view is a raya if I care. Ramesh needs, because Ramesh is the chiddush. Why do we always do the ksuva before the kedushin? Minhag Eretz Yisrael, as you know, I think, Minhag Eretz Yisrael is not to sign the ksuva till after the kedushin. You do the kedushin and then under the chuppah, or I think you have to do under the chuppah, on the side of the chuppah. But after that, they signed the ksuba. If Rav Pinchas Scheinberg is here, he's very often beside the kedushin. See, here, even when he's here, he does it that way. So it's a little hefsik between the beside the kedushin and they read the ksuba, and after they read the ksuba, then the Yadim sign it, and they do it under the chuppah. Why we don't do it that way, I'm not sure. I once asked Rav Pinchas, why don't we do it that way? It's self. Problems with Zmanim also. So Rapam said that when you do it under pressure, under the chuppah, mistakes happen. Mistakes happen in the ksuba, and therefore it's not a good idea to do it there. And this is probably why it's done before it's all filled out. I once had an aide who signed the ksuba. I don't know why. Somebody doubts my name. His aide ksuba. He signed the ksuba. He signed his father's name, then his grandfather. That's how he signed. So I looked at the name. I told him, very funny, you know, they call you so-and-so, this is your name? So he looks, he says, I can't believe it. I signed his father's name. What? It's like a fish. Yeah, but it's not a signature. That's how he has no idea. He just got nervous. Very strange. A very strange thing. And sometimes, yeah, people make mistakes in the signature. Just as often as the Masada makes, the signatures make. So, I don't know, I had last night at Yaakov's wedding, but it was under Tanoim, so I didn't redo it. The one aide signed, I told him, sign the way you called up to the Torah. So he signed, whatever, you took it over. The second aide, I said, how you called up to the Torah? He told me. I said, sign it that way. He signed it. He has a strange word there. I say, what's that? He says, my last name. I didn't tell you to write your last name. He said, yeah, well, last time it was a bad thing. They told me to write the last name. So there's nothing wrong if you write if they both write the last name. It's very strange. One aide without the last name, the other with it sounds like it's his real name. So it would be Niksuba, I would have rewritten Niksuba. Because it's the names are not, the name is Mechiach on the other name, that this is his name, not his last name. So if they both have last names, it's one thing. If they both don't have last names, it's but anyway, it was a Tanoim. So for a Tanoim, which you don't need anyway, the Tanoim don't say anything anyway, and just we do it because we do it. So it's good for us. There's no room anymore. You write eight, yes, you've written eight already. And it was, we try not to cross out. If you cross it out, you write a. If there was that sign again, and there was a. He won't. I got nervous. I asked him, Mechila afterwards. I asked him, what'd you do this for? Anyway, this is Inyan of Rav Moshe Shita. That's one Inyan here in the Sugya. The other Inyan is the Ktsaisa's Inyan. Alright, the second Inyan also has to do Ksuba, again, is the Chakir of the Ktsais. Whether the Ktsais is in two places, the Ikka place is in Mem Hayes of Cotton Bays. The other place is later in Kuf Tzadik of Cotton Zion. The Ktsais, it's a famous Hakira which we've discussed In every Masechta, and we'll get to Bava Kamba and Tzir Bava Asra, we're not going to talk about it, but in Ksubis Kedushin, and here in Gittin, it comes up. The Klar is a Ksuba a Shtar Kinyan, or is it a Shtar Raya? Which means, when you do a Kinyan under a, when you do a Kinyan by a wedding, you do a Ksuba, is the Ksuba just a Shtar Raya, that is a Ksuba? Or do we say, no, it's a Shtar Kinyan? By handing the chuppah, by handing the shtar to the kala, he in that moment is mechayiv himself chiyuvei ksuba, like all shtarei kinyan. Like you have other shtarei kinyan, you could be mechayiv yourself different things with shtaris. Is this a shtar kinyan or a shtar raya? Nafkamina we discussed is sugya, which is really on, it's here in the chuppah mitzvahs. Gemara says a shtar kinyan has to be nayar, the paper has to belong to the Mischayiv, to the one who's obligating himself. Does the shtar ksuva have to belong to the chassan? Or is it okay if the ksuva does not belong? The shtar kinyan has to belong. The shtar raya doesn't have to belong to the chassan. The raya doesn't matter who it belongs to. So this is the chakira of the ktsais. The ktsais itself is another nafkamina. If the person who would have to sign is illiterate, let's say you have Aiden that are unable to sign their name. So Shulchan Aruch and Simen Mem Hei, it says that the Amakaymei Shenagu, that the cipher resigns, he writes the name of the Aid, let's say Yaakov B'Shimon. So he writes Yaakov B'Shimon Aid, Tziva Oisi Luchtaim Shmai. Such a lashon. That the so-and-so, the aide, commanded me to write his name. The Shulchan Aruch, it says that such a thing, it's, you know, it's like when you go to a doctor and the secretary signs the doctor's name on the insurance forms. Right? He didn't sign it, someone else signed it. But he, Tziva Oisi Luchtaim. Now, really, that's Minadin, that should be possible. Minadin, that shouldn't be good, that's Eid Mepi'ei. He signed that the aide told me to sign. It shouldn't be good. Shulchan Aruch, it says, Makim Shanagu, the play in communities would have such a minig. So it's kosher, because Kulam Iskim was like, everyone was makabal on themselves, that this is a shtaraya, and it's kosher. To have such a signature of the cipher, signing, plainly, ben plainly, aide, siva isi, lichtim shemai, such a signature is kosher for shtaraya the mekayim shenag. How do you do kiyum? You have to kiyum on the cipher signature. Cipher's handwriting. Maybe it needs the cipher signed. If he writes plain tivai lichtim shemai, perhaps the cipher has to sign his name. But this is perhaps, I don't know, marmakam alibach. That you have to check. Zaktik tzais by a shtar kinyan, it does not work. Because a kinyan, you can't make a new kinyan. The shtar kinyan, for shtar to be a kinyan, it has to work with the rules of the daraisa. By shtar kinyan, it doesn't work. But zaktik tzais, by a ksuba, you could be mekel. He brings from the tashbats, who is the makar for this whole eitza. The tashbats, Beferish, was talking by a ksuba. Zaktik tzais, a shtar ksuba, is a shtar raya. And since it's a shtar raya, so therefore there's no problem. What? So what do you do for a kinyan? So the truth is, we always do a kinyan. We give the chasen a pen or a handkerchief to pick up to the chayim himself. The ktsais actually is a knech. He says, because really a ksuba yechayiv, whether you're makabel kinyan or not. A ksuba, that's kind of the rabbanon, it's nice and bad. You're mechuyev anyway. So memeila the shtar is always a shtar raya, and since it's a shtar raya, so therefore it's not an issue. The Imre Bima, Tain is on the ktsais that you're right be'etzem, but our ksubis all have taisis ksuba in them. Since they all have taisis ksuba in them, so it's a shtar kinyan. Because you have to be mechayiv yourself. That's not a ma'ase bezdin. That the chasen hoisef leiman delay oid me as a kumin kesef. So for that, it's a shtar kinyan. Unless he says, unless the chassan makes a kinyan the way we do it. So the tzais responds to this taina, the tzais in Kuf Tzadik, in the second tzais, and he says that in Achinami, we're talking in a case where the chassan was mekabel kinyan on the tzais ksuba the way we do. And when the chassan is mekabel kinyan, it's not only on the ksuba, the tzais ksuba, the tzain barzel that I mentioned, it's on everything in the shtar ksuba. Since he's mekabel kinyan, zaktik tzais, by us, nothing to talk about, it's sichur shtar raya. There's no problem if the paper doesn't belong to him. Everything is good. Ad kan divrei hashas. Aaron. What? Yeah. Our Ran, it appears from our Ran, the Ran in Asugya says by Asukim by Seinian that Asukim by Seinian only helps by Shtore Raya, but by Shtore Kinyan, he doesn't call it Shtore Kinyan, he calls it Shtore Yuschaivus with Loshen Ran. He says it does not work. Shtore. And udafka b'shtori halva, which is shtori raya. Avo b'shtori chiyuv, shu mischayiv b'kinyin, it doesn't work. That's what the Ran says. Also, you speak of b'shtori raya, not b'shtori kinyin. The Taz in Chayshim Mishpat, in Simim Mem Gimel, on Sifyat Zayin, says on the Ran, what are you talking about? The Ran, our Gemara is talking only by Shtari Raya. Our Gemara is talking by Ksuba. And Ksuba is a Shtar Kenyan. So it appears that the answer to the Ran is a Raya really to the Ktsais. The Ran is a Raya to the Ktsais. That Shtari Ksuba, Shtari Raya. Because the Ran writes on our Sugya, which is talking about Ksuba, our Sugya is only true about Shtari Raya. So it appears from the Ran that it's a raya to the Kshitas Aktsais, which is that it's a shtare raya. The Tanah seems to hold her character, but the Ran's a Rishon. The Tanah says a Kashim. But the Ran we see, the Chayra, even though Aktsais doesn't bring it, our Ran seems to be a makar for Shitas Aktsais, that it's a shtare raya. So these are, as I say, the Sugya is not a Shgitin Sugya. It's totally Agav, like we had starting from that phase, Agav Dika Sugyas. But nevertheless, there are these two big Yisaitis here in our Sugya. I just wanted to mention about our Taisvis. I told you I wanted to get back to Taisvis. Just the Taisvis with the getting married Friday and having the Ksuba Matzah Shabbos, it just was supik. Taisvis is very good. Taisvis says, how can you get married Friday and you don't sign for Matzah Shabbos? Why does Taisvis mention Taisvis Ksuba? Einoch and Lassus came from Taisvis. That line in our Taisis I didn't understand. Okay, getting back, forgetting the Taisis we're done with. Just in chat in Taisis. Taisis says, the Gemara says, Ksuvin the Taisis, Mian Taisis Balayla. Only Esukim by Seinyin. Yes, Bukai Mishun, I give it to Ksuber Shabbos, Taisis Mitzai Shabbos. Ein Nachal Masis came Mishun Taisis. Because the Taisis is what you ate. The Molestei Kala. I don't understand. What's Taisis talking about? They're Esukim by Seinyin. From Friday afternoon till Matzah Shabbos, the straight Asukim Basin. It doesn't make sense. They have to go to sleep. They have to daven Shacharis. So they're not Asukim Basin. So it's a problem with the Ksuba itself. Why is they saying it's a problem with Tesefes? It's a problem. Ain't Nochem Lassis came because they're not Asukim Basin. And Pashtos, we pass them like God. It's a problem by Etzem. Why does they say Mishum Tesefes? When the Russian Ram bring it, they don't say these words, Mishum Tesefes. Certainly the Rush doesn't. What? So maybe Tesefes Paskins like Shmuel. I was thinking that, well, I had a problem with that. Why doesn't it make sense that Tesefes Paskins like Shmuel? Because according to Shmuel, why would it be less like Kala? So why is it less like Kala? Why the ksub itself is Islaikala, Tisefis is less like kala. Tisefis is less like kala, well, then it should be a problem even if it's not from Friday to Mitzvah Shabbos. Then it should be any time. Yichtevi Aminechtem Balayla. It should be a problem any time that the Tisefis has no kala. So unless you'll say that, you understand what I'm saying? Tisefis meant they pass like Shmuel. It's not a problem. It's just a problem with the Tosefis. So why does he mention the Friday to Matzah Shabbos? Unless Tosefis meant that normally we're not doing it this way. Just the minute happens to be from Friday to Matzah Shabbos, so therefore he mentioned it. The Flav Davka could be. Okay, so these are the Yomim here of Ksuba. Okay, what? The Rush, not really. The Rush first passage is like Shmuel. And then he says he brings the letter from the Rif that passed it differently. I don't think so. It's Mashma that he's he answers the Rif. He says the Rif passes. Then he says, "Yesh Svarim Shekasav in Hilchos Mishnayos." I'm sorry, I'm not wrong. It's a little hard to see. First, the Rosh said the Halach should be like Shmuel. Then he says there was an Igeres Arif that was not like Shmuel. He says, where did he get it from? He got it from the Gemara's Lashon, which is Mashma, the Sugya de Alma, the like Shmuel, Ulahachi Hayatame, and Rav Yisbrak Shmuel Bezeh, and Mishani de Rav Palag, Nami Yashmuel, the last Hilchos HaKavosei. Period. That's the end. I don't know. The Hemshach HaLashon seems to be that his Maskana is more like the Igeres Arif to pass like Rav. Okay, do that as a may. Still, Tysus can still pass like Shmuel. Alright, let's start the next sugya. Rav Shimon Machshir, what was that going on? Rav Shimon Machshir, it's going on a shtar mugdim, a get mugdim. Going back to git. Omer Rav, my time there. Rav Shimon Ksavak, Yishit Kivan, Shanos Neva Vagarsha, Shuv Ein Loi Peris. So, Mimele, there's no problem mugdim. What are you worried about? Peris? I'm not worried about Peris. Omer Shuakish, Lehichshir Rav Shimon Ella La'altar. This whole heter is a shtar mugdim right away. But if it took 10 days to get from the writing to the chasima, no. What does shema pious mean? So we have here machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What does it mean pious? So Rashi and Tosis each say a chiddush. Rashi says Shema Payis is Ishtay, V'teich Kach U'Balea, V'Aviget Yashem. You all know that an old get is possible. We pass it this hill. A get Yashem is possible. What's a get Yashem? So the Mishnah says later, Ayin Tes, Amid Beis, that a get Yashem is a get that was written, and subsequently the Ezel get Yashan, Koshen the Siachid Imar, Achashe Kasafa. If he wrote the get, he was Miachid with Al, Chashe, she was Bail. And that's a get Yashan. And a get Yashan, we pass them like Basilo, is possible. Possible with Rabbanah, but anyway, it's possible. So, Rashi, Chashin Hashem Apayas. Now, this is really a bigger Chiddush than get Yashan. Get Yashan means that there's Yichud, if we know there's Yichud, L'chayish, that there was a bia, the get is bottom. Rashi's learning in Agamara, Chashin Hashem HaKayitz, a bigger chiddush, that we don't know there was a yichud. It may not have been a yichud. L'chayish Shema, there was a yichud and a bia. Chashin Hashem HaKayitz, the pshat is, why are we chayish here more than a gafayim test? Because here, what did he do? He wrote a get, and he said, don't sign it till 10 days later. So here, there's more reason to suspect that he wants to He's hoping, well, why would a person write a get, say, don't sign until 10 days later? He's hoping that they'll be able to find a way to come together again. They'll be able to try it again. Then it'll work out. So if they're contemplating having some type of a coming to an accommodation, then it's more shchiach that they'll be yachid and that they will bother. So that's Rashi Shita Shema Pais. Tosfos is not happy with this. Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam says, Shema Pais Dahocha V'resh Perek Kol HaGet, what's a loimer? Shema Pais U'bitl V'omar Get Shonetzati Bakel. What does that mean? You ever heard of such a thing? A man writes a get. What does pious mean? If he wrote the get, he said, I want the get to be bottled. Always get. How does that work? A man says, it's like magic. The get is bottled, poof, it's bottled. Why is it bottled? What's going on here with Tosfos? Tosfos says that there's such a metzius that a man writes a get, and then he says, I don't want it to be a get, it's bottled. Nice get. There's such a thing. Well, where does the person get such a kayak?
Why? It's not a get until he gives it.
No. But what does Tyson mean? Tyson means Shema Pais. He says it should be bottled. And now he came back 10 days later. He said, you know what? I want it to be a get. Let them find it and give it. And there's a problem. There's a mevatel a get. Problem with a get. What? Why does it mean mevatel again? Shlichus, he could be mevatel. If I make a shliach, I can mevatel shlichus. That we all know. That makes sense. He's my yadai is kiyadi. I'm mevatel. Yadai is not kiyadi. But if you wrote a get, it's a get. What does it mean I'm mevatel again? You got ksuba, you can mevatel ksuba.
It wasn't a get. It's not just right that he gives a get. He makes a get, and then he gives it. He said that he had
that for quoted. No, but the paper is not bottled. The get is not always get.
It's nothing.
If the lady doesn't want to give, he doesn't have to give it. So how are you mevatel the get? It's a get, just he wasn't mevatel. Hard to understand. What do you mean I'm mevatel? It's a fact. It's a piece of paper with certain words on it. Were the words written l'shma? Yeah. They were written with the shliach at a baal. Yeah, the baal made the sefer shliach. It was written that way. So what do you mean it's mevatel? You could say, I don't want to use it. Okay, this inyan is a machlokes rishayim on lamed beis on the beis. It's two ways to learn up a sugya on lamed beis on the beis, which since we most likely will not get to lamed beis on the beis, only not for Pesach, we're going to look into a little bit here. And this shayla is a machlokes rishayim. There are those who hold like Tosfos that there's such a thing I can be mevatel again. However that works, we have to understand. Does it mean he's mevatel the get? Or is mevatel the rutz and to give the get? Yeah, it's a little dachistic. We have to try to find someone that's masber. Mevatel the get, mevatel the rutz and litain as a get. But this means, basically, is if you're at a get, they're writing the get, they wrote the get, and they get into fights. It happens sometimes by kidding. They get into fights. And the husband says, yeah, I'm not going to give you the get. Forget it, I'll get. And then they're mephiasim. And they say, okay, let's do it. So they have to start again. If there's a character who carries on, you don't have to write it again. Is it good or it's no good? So this, Yitz Hashem, is on the agenda for tomorrow, and Yitz Hashem, I hope to get to stay ahead of me preparing, but this is on the agenda for tomorrow, Yitz Hashem.